Most of the Midwest is bracing for rainfall this week. The precipitation is expected to be rather significant as we move through the middle part of the week. The storm system will begin today out across parts of the western Dakotas, eastern Montana, and Wyoming. We'll likely see the storm system work its way into the western fringes of the Corn Belt tomorrow, and then later tomorrow evening and Wednesday we'll likely see the system fire up and become a little bit more significant event as it begins to push deeper into the western Corn Belt. The system will take most of the day on Thursday to get through the eastern Midwest, and we'll likely see it exiting out of the easternmost parts of the region as we get to Friday. Storm system promises to produce a healthy amount of rainfall across the region, probably most significant from portions of Iowa and eastern Kansas up to Michigan. In that corridor, we'll probably see some 1 to 1.5 inch totals and local amounts over 2 inches possible. That'll be enough to set us out of the fields for a little while. We've had some pleasant weather here in the last week or so, and the drying bias that's occurred over the weekend was certainly welcome. Temperatures have been warmer than normal, and that's been helpful also in stimulating some quick drying across the region. Well, the temperature outlook this week is still going to be favorable, except in the north. The northern areas will cool down a little bit more than other locations across the region, and so the drying rates will be slowed there more so than anywhere else. We will expect, though, to see enough sunshine later in the week and into the weekend to stimulate a better environment for drying once again. And the southern portions of the Midwest will still have a warmer bias all the way through the end of the work week and into the coming weekend. We do expect the afternoon temperatures today across the northern Midwest to run in the upper 50s and 60s. And by the upper Midwest, I'm talking about the Dakotas eastward to parts of Wisconsin. Everybody else will be in the 70s and even 80s occurring across the central and southern portions of the Midwest. As we go into the day tomorrow, the temperatures will stay somewhat similar with upper 50 and 60 degree readings in the Great Lakes region. Everybody else is going to be seeing upper 60s and 70s in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt and 70s and lower 80s. In all of the south. The temperatures as we go into the day on Wednesday should again be 60s and 70s north and 70s and lower 80s in the south, and it's not going to be until we get to the end of this week and on into the weekend that we'll cool down a little bit more notably, getting into a seasonable range of temperatures with 50s and 60s in the north and 60s and 70s in the south. The lowest temperatures this week will also be mostly in a seasonable range with a slight warmer bias. We'll see a lot of lows at night running in the 50s and perhaps even a lower 60s, which is above average. But as we get to the end of the week and into the weekend, we'll see 30s and 40s in the northwest and 40s and lower 50s in the southeast. It's not just the Midwest that will be impacted with rain this week. I expect to see the lower Mississippi River Basin doing the same probably on Thursday, and parts of the southeastern states will see some rain today and also again on late Thursday into Friday. And in the hard red winter wheat country, there's going to be some scattered showers there as well. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will occur from today into Wednesday, and then drier conditions should occur for much of the following week to maybe as many as 10 days. Same thing can be said about the southern U.S. plains. And it also looks as though the northern U.S. plains and parts of Canada's prairies will have a significant rain event coming up here from tonight into the day tomorrow, and then finally drying down shortly thereafter. The precipitation will disrupt the harvest in those areas, but we expect to see good drying conditions to come in quickly shortly thereafter. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.